On the line, I have Barry Aldworth, PR officer for AA Ireland. Hello, Barry, how are you?
Not too bad, good afternoon. How are you?
Not too bad at all. Good afternoon. The motorist, soft target for revenue from the government. I mean, everything just seems to go up all the time. And we're talking about fuel at the moment. But in general, though, the poor motorist gets a hard time, doesn't he?
Yeah, unfortunately, so it seems to be. There's tax on everything, but unfortunately, the motorist tends to get it that a little bit harder because, particularly in the context of fuel prices, the tax rates are extortionate. It's probably the only word you can use to describe them. So, I mean, at the moment, we're looking at diesel and petrol costs. Petrol costing around 1.35 a litre, diesel at about 1.22. That's slightly up on last month, about 2.5 cents for both.
It doesn't seem that long ago, like, that you were paying just over a euro. Maybe just after Christmas, it wasn't maybe 1.8, 1.9 for diesel, and then it's always nearly 10 cents extra for petrol there or thereabouts. Why did jump over the past couple of months, especially in the recent months?
Yeah, so in the recent months, it has been a couple of international factors which would be outside of our control. So there was, particularly in response to Hurricane Harvey, which caused significant damage in Houston, Texas, it meant that a lot of the American oil refineries were temporarily put out of action. So European fuel had to redirect some of its resources to supply the US market, which meant there was less to supply the European market in turn. Mm-hmm. So prices went up as a direct response to that. But even before that, the drop had in the past couple of months leveled off, and we were starting to see prices turn back up slightly. Again, we tend to see that most years as we move into the winter period. It usually follows a cycle of, not always, but usually follows a cycle of spring, summertime, seeing kind of prices go down, and then as we move into the winter, prices go up. But even when we're talking about increasing prices now, a lot of people will see the price of the petrol forecourt and think, God, isn't the shopkeeper making an absolute killing there? The shopkeeper is getting about 4 cents a litre. Unfortunately, the people who are making the real money on your petrol and your diesel is revenue, because about 60% of what you pay at the pump is various taxes.
Okay.
And I mean, we're
going to ask you how much that has increased, say, in the past 2 years, in taxes, because you don't read about it. It just seems to go up, and everyone, as you say, assumes it's the forecourts that's putting up the prices.
So over the last 2 years, the taxes have, to be fair, remained pretty much level. It hasn't increased that much, but what we did see, and what is the main issue here, is that during the recession era, so go back as far as 2008, 2009, there was about 20 cents a litre worth of additional taxes put on to diesel and petrol. Now, we're hearing from Mr. Radker and his cohort that, you know, the recession's over, let's keep the recovery going. But there's no talk that we can see on, okay, let's get rid of the emergency era taxes. During the recession era, those taxes were needed. We were in a situation where additional revenue had to be generated anywhere it could. But now we're supposedly out of that. So it's time to look at those taxes, particularly the taxes that were introduced in 08, 09, and reassess the situation. No one is saying that there shouldn't be tax on petrol and diesel, but it needs to be taxed at a fairer rate than it currently is, because we're a predominantly rural country. A lot of people need their car to get to work, and taxing them to the extent that we are currently taxing them for their petrol and diesel spend, it doesn't incentivize people to go to work, because it's an additional expense for them. So if you reduce that tax, it serves to incentivize more and more people to take up a job, get their car back on the road, and ultimately that should be the purpose here. We want more people in full-time employment. Driving a car for a lot of people is part of that, so make it logical and make it affordable for them.
Yeah, and of course there's a lot of companies, the trucking companies and stuff like that, there's a ripple effect there as well, that if the costs keep increasing, or they don't maybe get a cut in them, the costs are carried on to customers, which again is a double tax on the motorist as well, in a different sort of way, because you're paying taxes in every way.
Absolutely. I mean, even if you take, you know, if you go into the shop this afternoon and you buy a loaf of bread or a carton of milk, somewhere along the line, the costs of the transport company in getting that to the shop have to be paid. So if, you know, if fuel prices go up, the transport company are paying a little bit more. They'll pass that on to the shop that they're supplying, who in turn will pass it along to the consumer. So the tax on fuel and diesel, you're not only paying it for it at the pump, but essentially anything you buy in a shop, you're probably chipping in a couple of cent there as well to pay the transporters' fuel costs.
And incidentally, the gap between diesel and petrol, as I say, is usually around 10 cent or so. And now there's the trend and the drive to do away with diesel cars. How viable is that, and how long do you think it would take? I mean, they were telling us, it's not so long ago, as you know yourself, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, they were incentivizing us, get out there and get a diesel car. It's great for the environment and save you money in your pocket.
Yeah, now that is the real issue, that a lot of the people who currently own diesel cars did so at the government's request, you know, and they were incentivized to buy them. And now the government's turning around, and while we don't know if it'll happen this year, there is talk of the possibility of increasing the excise duty on diesel to bring it in line with petrol charges, so that gap of 10 cents on a litre of diesel would significantly shrink, if not become non-existent. Mm-hmm. And as you say yourself, you can't turn around to people who did what you wanted them to do 4 or 5 years ago and say, right, now we're going to charge you more because you actually did what we told you to do in the past. So getting rid of diesel cars off our roads, it is a long-term priority for governments. I think the target is sometime between 2030, 2040. And look, diesel cars, they get a bad rap for the most part. Mm. They are not, you know, they both the petrol and the diesel engine has improved significantly in recent years in terms of its emissions. So again, should diesel cars be targeted to the extent that they are? Maybe not. But again, we can certainly look at this as an opportunity to encourage people to move away from fossil fuel vehicles, which is a scarce resource, and look at alternatives like your hybrid cars or a fully electric car if you're someone who can afford.
What exactly, just for those who wouldn't know, what exactly are you talking about when you talk about, because there's a big push on for now, the hybrid car?
Yeah, so with a hybrid car, what it usually is a petrol engine in the car and an electric engine in the car. So essentially, as you're driving short distances or driving around a city, you'd be driving off of the electric engine. And then if you're going on a longer journey or if the electric engine has run out of charge, the car will operate off the petrol-powered engine. And while it's operating off the petrol-powered engine, that in turn is charging your electric engine. So for a lot of people, it is a perfectly functional car. It allows them to, you know, have a cheaper form of driving around the city centre because they're able to use the electric engine, and they still have the comfort of knowing that, okay, if I need to tomorrow morning drop everything and drive down to West Kerry, I can comfortably get there because I have my petrol engine. And that addresses, you know, the main concern people have about electric cars is concerns about the mileage range. So certainly right now, I think we should be pushing people towards a hybrid car.
Are they affordable?
I don't think.
It's reasonably affordable.
Yeah, certainly. So, I mean, in many cases, a hybrid vehicle is going to be effectively the same, if not a little cheaper, than a petrol or diesel car, because, again, there are some grants you can take advantage of. There's a reduced VRT rate being considered. Mm-hmm. So, again, they are affordable, definitely. But, again, to come back to the diesel question, if getting diesel cars off the road is a priority for government, that's fine, but you can't punish people for doing what you ask of them. So certainly we would say that increasing the tax on diesel is the wrong way to go. If you want people to make a change, reduce the tax on petrol, bring petrol costs down to bring them in line with the cost of a litre of diesel, and then you open up the possibility of people saying, right, I'm going to make the change to petrol or to a petrol electric hybrid. If you increase the cost of diesel and you just bring it in line with petrol, ultimately a lot of the people who currently have a diesel car are going to say, well, I'm just going to pay the same for petrol anyway, so yes, what's the incentive for me to make a switch?
Indeed, yeah, it's a contradictory thing in the first place. Yeah, it does all right. Well, it's typical of the government anyway, aren't they, with stuff like that. But as I said before, though, the soft target, the motorist, all the time.
Unfortunately so, and I mean, look, we have in certain parts of the country seen public transport advance in the last couple of years, not at the rate it should, but we have seen it advance, and for some people public transport is an option, and if it is, consider it, see if it's right for you. But again, we're a very rural country. A lot of people need their car, not only to get to work, but for example, you have people who will be working in Dublin, but originally from other parts of the country, who want to get home and visit family when they can, and they need a car to do so. Mm-hmm. So again, tax petrol, tax diesel, by all means, no one wants it to be tax-free, but tax it reasonably.
Okay, well, let's hope they listen to you there, Barry. Thank you very much for talking to us here in Near FM. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And that's Barry Aldworth, PR officer for AA Ireland.